Rabbi Weinberg, Zecher Levracha, who was the second Rosh Hashiva of Yeshivas Neri Yisrael in Baltimore, the yeshiva that I attended, he was actually the yeshiva before I was there, by the time I came along, he had already passed away. He asked a very interesting question. It's very well known, the idea that the Jews are on the 49th level of Tumah, of impurity, and that God had to hurry us out of Egypt even before we were really supposed to leave in order to save us from descending to the 50th level of spiritual impurity, because once we got there, there's no going back. So Hashem made the exile in Egypt shorter than it was supposed to be because of that. If we would have stayed one more minute in Egypt, we would have descended to that 50th level. But he points out that on the one hand, you talk about the Jews being on that low level of spirituality. On the other hand, the Jews were doing mitzvahs. They were bringing the Korban Pesach. Anyone that needed a bris got a bris milah. They're standing ready to leave. 3 million people heading out into the desert with no idea of where they're going to have food for the next number of years that they're traveling through the desert, which we're actually praised for. Hashem says, Zecharta Ches Nerayach, I remember the kindness of your youth. When you were younger as a nation, we're a younger nation, that we trusted in Hashem, in God, and we followed Moses into the desert, despite having no clue how we're going to be eating the desert, how any of our other needs might be fulfilled over there. Taking care of 3 million people in a desert is no small feat. But yet we had faith in God. We trusted God that He was going to take care of us, and we followed Moses into the desert. So asks Rabbi Weinberg, how could we say that the Jews are on such a low level of spirituality? Look at this unbelievable faith that they had. 3 million people into the desert, no problem. Hashem says, go, we go. What does it mean that the Jews were on a low level of spirituality? So he says, we see from here a very interesting thing. People can be very connected to Judaism, even connected to God, but still end up being on a low level of spirituality because where did the Jews live? They lived in Egypt, one of the most decadent societies in the history of the world. Says Rabbi Weinberg that when we are in a horrible surrounding of negative influence, then we could be very well connected spiritually. We might be ready to chase after God through 3 million people in the desert, but we're very close to the falling off the cliff. And that's what God had to save us from. He had to get us out of Egyptian society in order that we shouldn't be influenced one more drop by them. So I think the takeaway message is for us to realize that we are influenced by our society. We are influenced by the environments that we place ourselves in. And to be careful about who we hang out with, what we let into our homes, what we watch, what we listen to, because all this does affect us. We could be very tied in spiritually, but if our environment around us is a negative environment, all that spirituality that we're tied into could fall away instantaneously. One other idea that he shares over there is sometimes we're stuck in an environment that we can't change for whatever reason, and it is a very negative environment. He says a very big difference between now and Egypt. Egypt was before the Torah. It was pre-Torah Judaism, but now we have the Torah. And the Torah could help protect us from the negative environments that we so often might find ourselves in. So I guess takeaway number one is we got to be very wary of the environment that we're in and try to prevent ourselves being in negative environments, allowing certain values to infiltrate our homes. Number two is we should try our hardest to be as connected to Torah learning as possible, because that is something that will safeguard us during those times where we're not able to prevent being in the actual negative environment.